This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, November 14th, 2007. I'm Caleb Brown. In studying the relative economic freedom of nations around the world, James Gwartney says the news is good. Gwartney, an adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute, is co-author of the Economic Freedom of the World Index, released in September.
Well, each year, for one thing, we do a theme chapter, and this year's theme chapter has to do with whether or not economic freedom, as it grows in one country, exerts an impact, a spillover effect, if you like, on neighboring countries, and not only look at that issue in terms of neighboring countries geographically, but trading partners. And it was that chapter was done by Russ Obel and Pete Leeson. And Russ is a professor of economics at West Virginia, and Pete Leeson is now at George Mason. And essentially, their statistical findings are that as countries in your region become freer, it does exert some impact on increasing economic freedom or encouraging neighbors, if you like, to increase their economic freedom.
And what about trading partners?
Same thing, and about equal in terms of magnitude. As your trading share goes up by, say, 10% exerts with a given country, it exerts about the same impact as a 10% increase in economic freedom. And so it's not, maybe strong enough. You know, a lot of the foreign policy of the United States in various periods of time, as well as other countries, was based on kind of a domino theory. If one country goes either toward markets or toward socialism, that it's going to cause the neighboring countries. And we don't find it of that magnitude. Essentially, their estimates are that a one point increase in economic freedom results in neighboring countries increasing their economic freedom by 0.2 of a point. But I think we see some evidence of this throughout, for example, Eastern Europe, that as Estonia and the Baltic, well, first of, as Estonia kind of took the lead there, moving substantially toward liberalized economic reforms, that its fellow Baltic states quickly followed. And then their impact, I think, is exerted through an influence through the region, that other countries such as, say, Hungary and Bulgaria and now more recently Romania, they're taking a close look at what has taken place in the Baltic states. And it's clear over even, as far as a country like Georgia. So it does exert some a positive impact.
Now, you mentioned Estonia, which has sort of been a superstar of recent years in terms of its rocketing up the index. Can you describe their story a little bit?
Boy, it really has been. Mart Laar, who was the prime minister in 92-93, actually has served two stints as prime minister, said that when he became prime minister, he had only read one book, and that was Milton Friedman's Free to Choose. And he thought that's what all economists thought. But they essentially removed their trade barriers. They moved to a flat tax and reduced the top rate substantially. Their monetary policy, they tried their currency first to the mark and now more recently to the euro. And have just done a lot of things right. And they moved in the Economic Freedom of the World Index in 1995. They were 71st. And in the most recent index, they're 8th. So what a fantastic story. And that they are also just about the fastest growing country in the world in terms of per capita GDP. So they're reaping the fruits of it as well.
There are some negative outliers, those being Zimbabwe and Venezuela, where essentially authoritarian regimes have, in the name of poor people, greatly restricted economic freedom. But overall, the countries around the world are doing pretty well, right?
The trend has been upward. We're able to track for the same set of countries and looking at only changes in terms of the components within this index and see what has happened to economic freedom with, I think, considerable degree of accuracy from 1980 forward. And we find in 80 to 85, there wasn't very much change. But since 1985, the average of the countries included in the Economic Freedom of the World Index all during that period has increased from 5.5 to 6.6. And that's a point and a tenth is a big increase. And that It essentially reflects that monetary policy has become greater access to sound money, more stable monetary policy, lower marginal tax rates, relaxation of trade restraints. Those are the three major areas where countries around the world have made huge liberalizations. And there's good news associated with this, and that is that from 95 to 2005, the world has actually enjoyed almost unprecedented growth, that our per capita GDP during that decade is about twice what it was during the 1975 to 85 decade and during the 1985 to 95 decade. And we've had reductions in poverty rates. We've had some countries that would previously have been thought of as less developed countries, that their income levels have virtually doubled in that relatively short period of time. So the fastest growing countries in the world are less developed countries. Isn't that an interesting story?
James Wartney is co-author of the Economic Freedom of the World Report. He's also an adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. More podcasts and full events are available for download at our website, cato.org.